It's Morning Edition on WITF. I'm Julia Agos. Members of the Oath Keepers organization have interfered with federal law enforcement and showed up armed at protests. Their leader urged members to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6 to fight against the certification of Joe Biden's victory. A WITF analysis found dozens of Pennsylvania police officers and five current state constables joined the Oath Keepers over the past decade. The findings shed light on how the organization once appealed to some officers. Joining us now is the reporter who broke the story, WITF's Brett Schultes. Brett, how you doing?
Doing great, Julia. Glad to be here talking with you.
So, Brett, you obtained a list of nearly 1,500 members of the Oath Keepers from Pennsylvania. Where did that information come from and how did you get it?
It comes from a group called Distributed Denial of Secrets. And the group says it's devoted to enabling the free transmission of data in the public interest. That's their quote. So it's made information public from leaks or hacks and made it available to journalists and researchers and in some cases the general public. So for this particular batch of data, though, which included names, addresses, phone numbers, and emails, I had to show that I'm a working journalist. And, you know, dozens of reporters around the country have used this same data in reporting on the Oath Keepers in different states.
And among those on the list were people who identified themselves as medical doctors, construction workers, airline pilots, military veterans, and small business owners. But you zeroed in on law enforcement for your story. Why did you decide to focus on them?
Well, as you know, as a journalist, Julia, anytime, you know, we use data to tell a story, we're looking for what the story is and looking for trends and threads and, you know, making decisions about what's in the public interest. Here, with such a big data set, it easily could have been two or three stories. But, you know, I also spoke with three experts who have studied the Oath Keepers early on while we were first going through the data. And one thing they all said was that there are particular issues or potential concerns when a law enforcement officer is in the group. So for us, we made the decision that we would focus on active police and state constables in the group.
You know, we've been hearing more about the Oath Keepers in the news since the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. What was their role in that?
Well, I haven't reported on that directly, but I have read news reports and criminal complaints filed against Oath Keeper members. But I think the answer is, you know, before January 6th, the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, called on members of the group to go to the January 6th rally at the Capitol. And he called on them to, quote, stand tall in support of President Trump's fight to defeat the enemies, foreign and domestic, who are attempting a coup through massive voter fraud and related attacks on the Republic. And so, of course, you know, a vast amount of research has proven that there was no widespread or consequential voter fraud. 2020 was a secure, safe, free election. But, you know, so we have Rhodes repeating the former president's lie about election fraud. And then sure enough, some of his supporters showed up, and at least 20 of them have been arrested in connection with what the FBI calls a Capitol breach or the attack on the Capitol. And, you know, for what it's worth, none of them are people we reported on in our story. But here's what's interesting. You know, unlike most Capitol breach defendants, some of the Oath Keepers defendants are facing conspiracy charges. So there's this open question about how much planning went into this.
You talked to a number of experts for this story about some of the problems that can arise when members of law enforcement are part of the Oath Keepers organization. What did they say?
Yeah, so there are a number of potential issues. One problem, those experts say, is that the Oath Keepers want to decide for themselves what is or isn't constitutional. And at times they've used intimidation or force to get their way. So this is at odds with law enforcement officers' duty to the public. You know, the Constitution is interpreted by judges and courts, not police or random citizens. And lawyers will tell you, at least they've told me, that there are tons of things that the Constitution is simply silent on. And so when you have a group saying, we will or won't do this because we think it is or isn't constitutional, the experts are making the point that that would be outside of the rule of law.
All right, that is WITF's Brett Schultes. Brett, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks so much, Julia.